Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trash of the day.
All right, we go to Lowell, Massachusetts for this one. This one's got a twist here at the end. So let me just start. There was a masked man who is accused of fake drug sales. So two masked men in Lowell, Massachusetts were arrested after a wild incident involving a hatchet, fake drugs, and counterfeit money.
Okay.
So initially you have these two individuals that were spotted by police appearing to sell drugs. When an officer approached them, they turned on a man and started grabbing him and reaching into his pockets. One of the guys pulled out a hatchet, swung it at the victim, while this other guy ran away.
Goodness.
Police caught both men after a short chase. Now the victim, here's where it gets interesting. So the victim said he had just cashed a work check.
Okay.
Was carrying several hundred dollars that had been stolen. Another man then told police the parent had tried to rob him moments earlier. Here's where it gets interesting. Both men were lying in at least one way. Police found fake cocaine that one of the guys was trying to sell. So you got a guy trying to sell the fake cocaine with the hatchet. And then the guy that was trying to buy the drugs had 50 counterfeit $100 bills. So both men face robbery and assault charges. Say both were trying over each other. One guy was trying to sell a dude fake drugs. The other guy was trying to buy it with fake money.
Honestly, you should have just taken the fake money for the fake drugs.
I mean,
boy, that is really something. Honestly, that's a special case. Uh-huh. I'm impressed that criminals both tried to commit the crime against each other.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it serves them right. Ultimately, how that whole scenario played out.
Just makes me think of The Wire when he's telling him, he's like, does this look like money? Money be green! And he's yelling at him for taking the fake money, at least from the piece of paper that he tried to dirty up, at least on that end. And so, no, I mean, you got to be mindful of that. Have you ever accidentally gotten like a counterfeit piece of money or anything?
I haven't.
I've seen people complain about that, but I've never.
Yeah, I haven't. And I've worked, way back when I worked back in high school in like retail as well. And, you know, if it was over 100, you
the marker.
You worked at a bank, so you obviously were dealing with that. Like,
I didn't do that for every 100 at the bank, in fairness.
Not every 100. Let's put it this way. I never, that I know of, encountered a counterfeit bill or whatever.
Fair enough. Like, you didn't knowingly take
it. Yeah, maybe I did at some point.
Counterfeit cash.
Maybe I did, but I don't remember that. I certainly haven't,
You've never counterfeited money?
Yeah.
That's probably for the best, I would say.
Have you, Cody? This is where it gets dicey. No. We're not sure. James, I mean, the text line, the way people are accusing you of being a certain individual, I'm not. Have you interacted
any trouble with the law?
Any law trouble?
No legal trouble? I've never gotten in trouble with the law.
Never.
I don't believe something about the way James is saying that.
If we were to look it up, would we find anything?
Don't do that, please.
I've already admitted to my crimes on this show many times, James. Just counterfeiting money was never one of them. That's all.
I will say,
the ATM at my bank ripped me off for $10 and I couldn't decide whether or not it was. It said mobile deposit not available, took the money, and then said it wasn't available and then didn't show up in my account. Huh. And I had to the bank is like, well, that's the ATM company's thing. And I was like, is this worth fighting this $10 for? How many phone calls am I going to have to make to this ATM company for this $10? So I didn't. I just gave up. It's like, I don't care about it.
Wait, the bank didn't help you?
No.
Was it your bank?
Yes, but the ATM is serviced by a different company, and they're the ones who do the audits on it. That's just the way that it worked.
So long. You're telling me it, whatever bank I belong to and I bank at. So I go there today and I go and I try to pull out $100 and I only get, let's just say, 50.
It might be bank by bank.
All right. And I only get 50. You're telling me I can't walk into the branch and say, hey, I was shorted 50. Let's figure this out. They're going to tell me I got to call some.
They give you the contact number. Because it's got to be. You know how much work it is to audit an ATM machine? The guy's going to come by with the Brinks truck and the security guard and the whole thing.
Look, I understand they can't.
Because they got a lot of people. People lie all the time about it. It's part of the problem.
I get that. If every person just walked in the bank and said I was shorted $100, they would.
And the guy will tell me, he's like, I need $50 out of my account. He's like, I have $100,000 in there. He had no account and no money.
Yeah.
So saying things.
I get it. But there's got to be some balance here. I don't know. Someone said, coincidence. The incident that you guys were describing just happens to be the same week that Cody was having surgery.
Okay.
But he seems fine to me.
I wasn't in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Someone says, if it's their ATM, they'll take care of you. That's what I thought. Like,
it's
if
bank it's, to bank, but this is an
outside
service.
If it's a national chain, like if it's, you know, pick your major bank, you're telling me and they short me 50, they can't figure this thing out for me?
They're going to audit it eventually and find out that they're
That's fine,
down.
But if you're not lying, you're good.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Otherwise, they'll deduct the 50 right back.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we've had the trash of the days before where somebody all of a sudden their bank account shows they got an extra $100,000
and
in
they it, took it all
and
out.
They took $100,000 out, even though the ATM wouldn't give you $100,000, but you get the point. They took out a majority of it, and then all of a sudden they owed the bank, you know, $100,000, and they didn't pay them back, and they went to prison. There's no just miracle thing where one day your bank's going to make a $100,000 mistake.
And then not make you pay it back.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, it's not how life works, as much as that would be amazing.
Well, what if you just took it and you just said, I'm going to risk it all on one redder.
Oh, my gosh.
Redder Plex.
Jeez.
First off, you're going to have to find out.
They're not letting you put that down. Yeah, I don't think. But that would be obviously.
You have to get the pit boss over
extremely
there.
Extremely risky.
You're going to have to ask for some favors before you start placing that bet.
Someone says they own a restaurant. Had a counterfeit $100 bill once that literally just said movie money on it. Other than the person did not pay much attention to that, took that dollar bill.
Sir, this says $100 bill.
There you go. That's the trash of the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.